Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We are here to get you up to speed on all the news that you need to know.
Trusted, true journalism.
Because the wind is so strong, there are no airdrops.
When did you start to feel that anxiety?
The best of CBS News. Streaming from anywhere the news is to everywhere you are.
Now they've had to expand to three hallways.
Morning news, served just the way you want it.
Here's a look at some of the stories that you may have missed while you were offline.
CBS and AM. Stream free weekdays on CBSN.
Tonight, full FDA approval, the major milestone for Pfizer's vaccine. Will it move the needle in the race to vaccinate America? With the fastest vaccine approval in FDA history, the military, businesses, and school districts now mandating shots. President Biden's message to the millions of Americans waiting to get a dose.
The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go. Get your vaccination.
Plus, an update on hospital ICUs filling up with unvaccinated patients. Deadly flooding. 17 inches of rain in Tennessee turned into a dangerous wall of water. The devastating story of twin babies ripped from their father's arms. Henri's aftermath. Rescues in New Jersey, trees down in Massachusetts, and record rainfall cuts New York City's comeback concert short. Chaos in Afghanistan. A firefight erupts at the airport as the Taliban warns of consequences if the U.S. stays past the August 31st deadline. Plus, the military's rescue mission to help Americans stranded in Kabul. In our back-to-school series, mask confusion. What parents are telling CBS News about mask mandates as tens of thousands of students and staff are forced to quarantine. And a heartfelt reunion, 77 years after a soldier saved three children's lives during World War II.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening to our viewers in the West, and thank you for joining us. We are going to begin with the news that many hope will convince the vaccine hesitant to get their shot. The FDA has given full approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine in record time, in fact, just 8 months after it received that emergency authorization. And it's already led numerous employers, universities, and the military to impose vaccine mandates. As we come on the air, roughly 73% of adults have received at least one vaccine dose. Nearly 80 million Americans who are eligible have not. Full approval means Pfizer can now market and advertise the vaccine the way it does with other drugs and should make it easier to get a shot. And it comes as the U.S. is fighting a spike in COVID cases and an increase in hospitalizations, especially in states with low vaccination rates. CBS's David Begno is going to lead us off tonight from Louisiana, which is one of the states hardest hit by this summer surge. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Nora. Tonight, we're inside the main COVID ICU here at Our Lady of Lourdes in Lafayette. And the wife of a man who's on a ventilator right now with COVID just walked out of his room and she said, David, when I heard the news that Pfizer's vaccine had been approved by the FDA, she said, I thought to myself, quote, what's their excuse now?
Today's FDA decision is being seen as a shot of confidence for the Pfizer vaccine.
This vaccine has gone through the gauntlet, and it is highly effective.
With COVID cases at their highest level since January and first dose vaccination rates down 14% in the past week alone, President Biden today quickly seized on the chance to get more shots into arms.
The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination.
Already, today, the Department of Defense promised mandatory vaccination guidelines for its 1.4 million active duty service members. While in New York, the nation's largest school system is now going to require all employees to receive at least one vaccine dose by the end of September. More companies and public employees are expected to follow suit.
It was the FDA approval?
Yes, sir.
At this clinic at the University of Louisiana Lafayette, 19-year-old Kaylin McGee was in line for her vaccine early.
What did you think when you heard about the FDA approval?
I was just being ignorant at that point. Like, there's really no running away from it anymore.
Callie Roselle said she was no longer afraid to get the shot either.
I feel better. I feel less anxious about the whole thing. And I'm ready to get my second one.
Kaiser Family Foundation found that 31% of the unvaccinated would be more likely to change their mind when the FDA granted full approval.
You think this is going to be the consequential game changer?
I think through the mandates, and people realize that to fully participate in society, they're going to need to be vaccinated.
Tonight, Louisiana continues to lead the nation in the rate of new COVID cases, overwhelming hospitals. 24-year-old Kaylee Rayo is on a ventilator after her entire family of 10 caught the virus while on vacation.
We let our guard down. We started venturing out. We booked a family vacation. We thought, like the rest of the world, this isn't that real of a virus.
Kaylee is unvaccinated. She was 8 months pregnant when she contracted coronavirus, and her mother says she wasn't anti-vaxxer, but she was thinking about getting the vaccine. She's in the ICU tonight. There are 23 other patients, and Nora, we were told that of all the ICU rooms, they're full of COVID, and everyone is unvaccinated, except for one person.
Your reporting is another urgent reminder about the need to get vaccinated. David Begno, thank you. In central Tennessee tonight, the search continues for more than a dozen people who are unaccounted for after devastating floods that killed more than 20 people. CBS's Jesse Mitchell is in the hard-hit town of Waverly.
The raging floodwaters that swept through Waverly, Tennessee, ripped the homes off their foundations, submerged cars, and left behind miles of destruction.
There's two vehicles right there.
Nearly 20 people were killed, and more than a dozen are missing, among them 15-year-old Lily Bryant. Today, her family was out searching again. The teen got separated from her sister while they were both floating on a piece of debris.
Just hopefully we'll find her, have some type of closure, so that way we're not just wondering.
This deadly flooding took the lives of several children. Among them were 7-month-old twins Ryan and Riley, who were torn from their father's arms, and 2-year-old Kellen, who was yanked from his mother's grip.
They were on the clotheslines hanging on. It was a wonderful day.
My mama being rescued.
Quick-thinking neighbors used jet skis to help some of the stranded, and search and rescue teams pulled residents off their rooftops. And it is heartbreak for country legend Loretta Lynn, who is mourning the loss of her ranch foreman and longtime friend Wayne Spears, who died in the devastating floods that tore through the singer's property.
Being Wayne and being our ranch heartbeat was out there trying to get the dadgum tractor out of harm's way.
But for Amber Elliott and her children, they are grateful to be alive. She said they were forced to retreat to the top of her car as the water started to rise.
The scariest thing ever for me and my kids to be in.
17 inches of rain fell here in just 24 hours, turning this Trace Creek into a raging river, Nora. But crews took advantage of the clear weather today to clear a lot of that debris and hopefully find answers for those families.
Jesse Mitchell, thank you so much. And more weather now. What was once Hurricane Henri is still dumping rain in New England tonight. The storm knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. CBS's Meg Oliver shows us the massive cleanup.
Tropical Storm Henri carried enough muscle to batter the Northeast. High winds and storm surge flooded streets, ripped down trees and power lines, leaving more than 100,000 in the dark on Sunday.
So this part of the state got crushed.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
But it was a huge, massive rain event. This is double-digit inches in some cases of rain. Unheard of.
How bad is it?
It's terrible.
In Helmeta, the water swept into Sue Savage's house so quickly.
It was like an ocean coming down the street.
How quickly did you get out?
We got out within a half an hour. A boat came and got us.
She says the water rose up to her basement ceiling. About 3 feet remains, and everything from appliances, clothing, to furniture, gone.
This was completely engulfed with water.
Spotswood Police Chief Michael Zara Jr. showed us extensive structural damage in the neighborhood.
You could see the water has compromised the entire foundation. You could see with a silt line on the bottom here, that's how the water was.
People in other parts of New Jersey had to be rescued, including more than 85 people in Newark. Henri trounced through New York City Saturday night with a torrential rainfall, setting a record for the most rain in a single hour with nearly 2 inches. The downpour forced a halt to the star-studded homecoming concert in Central Park.
Please seek shelter for your safety.
Henri slammed into Rhode Island's coast as it made landfall Sunday afternoon before limping off to sea.
And late this afternoon, 3 tornadoes were reported outside of Boston. Here in Helmeta, as you can see, the water has receded, but the dumpsters are filling up fast with debris. Out of the 73 houses in this neighborhood, more than half have suffered extensive flooding damage. Nora?
Meg Oliver, thank you so much. We're going to turn now overseas because tonight the U.S. military has expanded its evacuation mission in Afghanistan, sending helicopters and troops outside the Kabul airport's grounds to rescue stranded Americans. That's new. CBS's Nancy Cordes is monitoring the situation at the White House 8 days before that deadline for the U.S. withdrawal.
Despite the chaos outside Kabul's airport, evacuations are picking up speed. U.S. military cargo jets evacuated more than 10,000 people, some of them Americans, but most of them Afghans, in the past 24 hours. Just outside the airport, at least 7 Afghans were crushed to death this weekend, and a firefight claimed the life of an Afghan soldier. The Pentagon confirmed today that U.S. troops made a second foray off airport grounds to rescue stranded Americans.
Commanders on the ground have the authority to conduct local missions as they deem appropriate to the need, and we charge them with assessing the risk.
U.S. troops are racing to get as many people out as possible before August 31st, the deadline President Biden set months ago for a full U.S. withdrawal. Today, a Taliban spokesman warned the U.S. military not to stay a day longer.
This is something you can say it's a red line. It will deteriorate the relation, create mistrust between us.
We believe that we have time between now and the 31st to get out any American who wants to get out.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Are you engaged in talks with the Taliban over extending that deadline, and how are those talks going?
We are in talks with the Taliban on a daily basis through both political and security channels. I'm not going to get into the details of those discussions here to protect those discussions.
A plane load of Afghan refugees landed today at Washington's Dulles Airport. They're being temporarily housed at 4 different military bases around the country that are now frantically building up capacity to accommodate a combined 25,000 people. A new CBS News poll shows the chaotic withdrawal has pulled down the president's approval ratings from 62% in March to 50% now.
I think that history is going to record this was the logical, rational, and right decision to make.
Nancy joins us now from the White House. And Nancy, I understand that at least 3 babies have been born during these evacuations. What can you tell us?
That's right, Nora. Pentagon officials confirmed today that those 3 births did occur on separate flights. In fact, in one case, they said that the aircraft's commander actually had the plane descend in altitude to increase pressure in the cabin to stabilize the mother's condition. We're told that the plane eventually landed at Ramstein Air Base in Germany and that mother and baby are doing just fine, Nora.
The military doing just about everything. All right, Nancy Cordes, thank you. And there's a big development tonight in the Capitol riot. Police have cleared the officer who shot and killed a protester, saying he acted lawfully and may have saved lawmakers' lives. CBS's Nicole Killian reports from the Capitol.
These were the final moments before Ashley Babbitt was shot by a Capitol police officer as rioters tried to push their way into the speaker's lobby outside the House chamber. Tonight, the U.S. Capitol Police announced the completion of an internal review that found the officer's conduct was lawful and within department policy and will not face internal discipline.
The video speaks for itself. And we were all there that day.
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan chairs a subcommittee that oversees Capitol Police.
Most Americans understand what happened that day. Most Americans think what was done was appropriate and lawful, and now we can begin moving on.
The death of the 35-year-old Air Force veteran and QAnon supporter has sparked outrage among many conservatives, including former President Trump. But
the person that shot Ashley Babbitt, boom, right through the head, just boom. There was no reason for that.
In a statement, Babbitt's family said an investigation by the officer's own police department conducted in secret proves nothing and certainly is not an exoneration.
The U.S. Capitol Police says the officer has faced numerous threats and is not naming the person out of concern for their safety. The officer's attorney says the decision by the department to clear the officer was the only correct conclusion. Nora?
Nicole Killian, thank you so much. Well, tonight, with classes resuming in more states, our CBS News poll finds 69% of parents are concerned about their kids getting COVID at school. 58% say face masks should be required. But it's hard to keep kids safe when the rules keep changing. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
At Centennial High, new school year, new dress code.
Morning, do you have your mask?
Masks required. That's typical across Metro Atlanta. Kathy King has two fifth graders.
I'm happy that they're doing it. I mean, obviously at this age, nobody can be vaccinated.
After 3 weeks of classes, by one estimate, more than 23,000 students and staff across Metro Atlanta have been exposed and are now in quarantine. Masking policies vary by school district, even day to day. Douglas County changed its policy 2 days before school began, from masks recommended to masks required.
Leading isn't easy. And I know that the decision to wear masks, that isn't popular.
School Superintendent Trent North.
How important is it to be flexible?
As soon as it's safe, we're going to go back to not wearing masks.
Metro Atlanta schools have patchwork policies toward masking, many required, but sometimes recommended or optional. Atlanta public schools mandate masks. Their vaccination rates are low. Nearly 1 in 5 eligible students are fully vaccinated. Nearly 3 in 5 teachers and staff are also, or say they plan to be. Angel Tausma's 5-year-old, Brown, just started kindergarten.
It tugs on the heartstrings. I worry about him getting really sick.
Even though he's masked?
Yes. Oh, yes. 100%.
Anxiety fueled by COVID's changing face here. Nearly a third of new COVID cases are under 18. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
And there is still much more news ahead on tonight's CBS Evening News. Parting shots from disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo as he leaves office. And the girl stealing the show at the Little League World Series.
We're Carvana, the company who invented car vending machines and buying a car 100% online. Now we've created a brand new way for you to sell your car. Whether it's a year old or a few years old, we want to buy your car. So go to Carvana and enter your license plate, answer a few questions, and our techno wizardry calculates your car's value and gives you a real offer in seconds. When you're ready, we'll come to you, pay you on the spot, and pick up your car. That's it. So ditch the old way of selling your car and say hello to the new way at Carvana.
I always had a connection to my grandfather. I always wanted to learn more about him. I discovered some very interesting documents on Ancestry. This is the registration card for the draft for World War II. And this is his signature, which blew me away. Being able to make my grandfather real, not just a memory, is priceless. His legacy lives on.
While you watch this, companies will make 720,000 pounds of plastic. Only 9% gets recycled, no matter how much you put in your bin. At Grove, we believe our industry needs to change. That's why we're creating plastic-free products designed to keep your home clean and help solve the plastic crisis. And by 2025, everything Grove makes and sells will be 100% plastic-free. Choose your free starter set today at grove.com.
Rainbow, rainbow.
Doug.
So then I said to him, you ought to customize your car insurance with Liberty Mutual so you only pay for what you need.
Doug, can we talk about something other than work? It's the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hot dog or chicken?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, JoJo!
Are you sad that you're not with the A-team anymore?
No, because now she's on the J-team.
JoJo Siwa stars in the J-team, an all-new movie. Stream with your family September 3rd, exclusively on Paramount+.
Hours before he leaves office, disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today blamed his demise on intense political pressure and media frenzy, but he was forced to step down after the state's attorney general accused him of sexually harassing 11 women. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in at midnight and become New York's first female governor. All right, all eyes are on the Little League World Series, where 12-year-old Ella Bruning is hoping to make history as the first girl on a championship team. She had multiple hits in her team's latest victory and also stole a base and scored. Ella's team from Abilene, Texas, is considered one of the best in the tournament. All right, coming up next, a special reunion for a soldier who became a hero for the shot he didn't fire.
Carvana's had a lot of firsts. 100% online car buying, car vending machines, and now putting you in control of your financing. At Carvana, get personalized terms, browse for cars that fit your budget, then customize your down payment and monthly payment. And these aren't made up numbers. It's what you'll really pay, right down to the penny. Whether you're shopping or just looking, it only takes a few seconds and it won't affect your credit score. Finally, a totally different way to finance your ride. Only from Carvana, the new way to buy a car.
This is the story of two brothers.
My grandfather, Pinchas.
My great-great-grandfather, Rachmel.
Pinky and Rocky.
There was an uprising in Poland.
And then the family broke apart.
They scattered around to different places.
They worked hard.
And built new lives.
But Rocky and Pinky's families didn't see each other again.
Until now.
More than 100 years later, Ancestry helped connect us to our ancestors and each other.
Introducing Grove's line of plastic-free home cleaning products designed to help solve the single-use plastic problem. With 100% natural scents, glass spray bottles, and a cleaner for every surface, our concentrate cleaning system is reusable, recyclable, and infinitely clean. For a better, brighter future, let's move beyond plastic. Choose your free starter set today.
Not everybody wants the same thing. That's why I go with Liberty Mutual. They customize my car insurance, so I only pay for what I need. Because I do things a little differently.
Hey, I'll take one, please. Wait, this isn't a hot dog stand?
No. Can't you see the sign? Wet teddy bears. Get your wet teddy bears 100% wet, guaranteed, or the next one's on me.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Tonight, a story that began in the chaos of World War II has a remarkable ending, all because of an American GI's split-second decision to hold fire. CBS's Chris Livesay reports from Bologna, Italy.
Reunited after 77 years, three lifetimes nearly cut short. In 1944, Private First Class Martin Adler was 20 years old, stationed in Italy and hunting for Nazis.
And I had my good old Thompson submachine gun. Brrr.
Suddenly, movement from a pile of blankets. But before he could pull the trigger,
Mama came out screaming, "Bambinis! Bambinis! Bambinis!"
Children.
Children. And she stood in front of my gun, preventing me from...
In his relief, Adler had his picture taken with the siblings.
Bella Italia.
An astounding reunion for Private Adler, now 97 and living in Florida, thanks to his daughter, Rochelle, who used the internet to track down the kids, now grandparents, even great-grandparents, just like Private Adler. And thanks to Private Adler, who held the trigger.
What do you think that was that made you stop?
God looked down on me, and God looked down on Italia.
Chris Livesay, CBS News, Bologna, Italy.
What an incredible story. We'll be right back.
This portion of the CBS Evening News is sponsored by Ancestry. Their strength in every family story. Learn more about yours.
We're Carvana, the company who invented car vending machines and buying a car 100% online. Now we've created a brand new way for you to sell your car. Whether it's a year old or a few years old, we want to buy your car. So go to Carvana and enter your license plate, answer a few questions, and our techno wizardry calculates your car's value and gives you a real offer in seconds. When you're ready, we'll come to you, pay you on the spot, and pick up your car. That's it. So ditch the old way of selling your car and say hello to the new way at Carvana.
More than 100 years ago,
two branches of our family split apart.
But now, Ancestry helped connect us to our ancestors and each other.
Find their stories
at Ancestry.
Only 9% of plastic is recycled, no matter how much we put in our recycling bins. And up to 24 billion pounds of it enters the ocean every year. GroveCo plastic-free household cleaners are designed to keep your home clean and solve the single-use plastic problem. Sustainably powerful for a healthy home and planet. Choose your free starter set today.
Not everybody wants the same thing. That's why I go with Liberty Mutual. They customize my car insurance, so I only pay for what I need. Because I do things a little differently.
Hey, I'll take one, please. Wait, this isn't a hot dog stand?
No. Can't you see the sign? Wet teddy bears. Get your wet teddy bears 100% wet, guaranteed, or the next one's on me.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Does Dean Kane have what it takes to fill Justice Breyer's Supreme Court seat? Countdown to Trump's reinstatement. A Stephen Colbert presents Tuning Out the News ratings graph. Coming soon.
Tomorrow on the CBS Evening News, we continue our back-to-school series with the question, as the school year begins, where are all the teachers? Why so many educators are leaving the classroom? Reminder, if you can't watch us live, don't forget to set your DVR so you can watch us later. That's tonight's edition of the CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in the nation's capital. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Hope you have a good night.
Not everybody wants the same thing. That's why I go with Liberty Mutual.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Divya Daris.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.